Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Maggie Helgeland, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. In today's gospel, we hear the story of the rich man and Lazarus. So this rich man, dressed in fine linens, feasts every day. And the poor man, Lazarus, lays at his gate every day and longs to have his hunger fed by just even the scraps that would fall from the rich man's table. And the rich man doesn't take care of him. And so then we see later the rich man and Lazarus have both died. And the rich man calls out to Father Abraham, asking that Lazarus may come and quench his thirst. And Abraham tells him no. And then the rich man asks, well, please send Lazarus to my brothers to warn them so that they may change their ways so they don't end up in the same place as the rich man. And Abraham says, if they're not going to listen to Moses and the prophets, they're not going to listen to a dead man raised from the dead. As we continue our journey in Lent, what really struck me about this passage is where we're seeing the rich man who is just indulging himself and living in these earthly pleasures, all the while ignoring Lazarus, who just wanted even table scraps. And obviously more if he could get some. And so thinking about this and then comparing that to our own lives, I was just wondering, what areas of our lives are we maybe overindulging, where we have an abundance and we're spending so much time there that we are ignoring something else, whether that's like an area of our life that could use more attention, or maybe it's somebody else in our life that could use more attention. And I think we can always get so caught up in whatever it is that we're doing that it's easy to ignore what it is that we should be paying attention to. So when we look at the rich man and Lazarus, he could have still, for the most part, been living his regular life that he was as a rich man, and still invited Lazarus to be part of his life in that way. He could have provided food for him, provided him clothing, provided him some medical attention maybe to care for those sores. But, and he probably wouldn't have missed out on anything had he done all of those things. But instead, he chose to remain in his own little world with his own desires and ignore somebody who was in need of him. And so today, I think we should reflect on what areas of our lives are we maybe more present in than we should be. Where are we selfish? Where are we overindulgent? Where are we giving all of our attention? And then ask the question, who is it that's in need of me right now? Who can I serve? Whether that's other people or maybe certain areas of our own lives that are impoverished. Whether that's spiritually, mentally, physically, where are areas that we are neglecting? And how can we invite the Lord into those areas, into our poverty, and ask him to heal our sores? Ask him to quench our thirst. Ask him to feed our hunger, that we may be more full in those areas and less consumed by the areas of our lives that are taking up most of our time, but maybe shouldn't. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your teachings and for the examples you give us in these parables. We ask that you would illuminate areas of our own lives that sit in darkness, that we would be more aware of our need for you, and that you would enter into those areas and heal them, Lord, that you would fill them with your grace, that we may be made more whole, more full by your love and your mercy, so that we can then carry on to go take care of others, bringing you to everyone we meet. We ask this in your name. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.